Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take your Bibles. Take your Bibles, if you would. Open 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Now, if you were here Friday night, I gave homework assignment for folks to read 2 Corinthians chapter 9. So if you weren't here, then you're a little behind, but we're going to get you caught up here pretty quick. Now, I hope that you'll come back tonight, not just because of the food afterwards. I hope you'll come for the spiritual food as well. But I got to meet Amos down here. Amos is from Lagos, Nigeria. 3 weeks ago last night, I got back from Nigeria from doing, as preacher said, I got to do a soul winning leadership conference and had the opportunity to, I've got a suit, Amos, that was made for me, and I'll wear it tonight for the international dinner. I'd wear it to preach in, but y'all would think I was wearing my pajamas. And I'm looking forward. I hope somebody's going to be making some swallow. Amen? Yeah, amen. He's with me on that. But Mrs. Donner's going to be making some lumpia, and looking forward to eating that. One of the great things of traveling the world is you get to experience good food. Amen. From all over. And it's not Taco Bell. Amen. Yeah, as Brother Bachman said, but as preacher said, I did work secularly for a lot of years. I worked in research and development for Caterpillar, and I thank the Lord for that. Our ministry, there are a lot of business aspects with what we do, and it gave me a good foundation. And so you men that are serving the Lord, I didn't go into the ministry until I was 35. And some say that's later in life. God never wastes anything in our life. Everything is done in preparation for His honor, for His glory. We've just got to be willing to yield ourselves to Him every step. You know, surrender is a continual thing. And so, but 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, I want to be a help to you this morning. If you've not been here, I'll help you to be able to understand some things about faith promise and an example in this passage of Scripture. So for time's sake, if you would, look with me, if you would. And in verse number 8, the Bible says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." Notice the colon at the end of the verse. "As it is written," that's from Psalm 112, "He hath dispersed" where? "Abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness." Now notice this phrase. This is where I get my thrust of the text and the title, "which causeth through us thanksgiving to God." I want to speak to you this morning on this subject, causing thanksgiving to God. Let's pray. Father, help me now this morning for the next few minutes to have the attention of every person here. Lord, may we key in and focus on things from your word to help us to understand our part and helping you to be thanked. Now, Lord, you deserve thanks. You deserve praise. You deserve honor. You deserve glory. Lord, that is your desire. You left us here so that we might help gather a crowd for heaven. Lord, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 5 that there's going to be a crowd, 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands upon thousands, that'll be gathered around the throne singing, "Worthy is the Lamb." Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be thanked. And so help us this morning to realize our part in helping you to be thanked. And we'll give you the honor and the glory for it. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. I'm going to ask Brother Lee, if you and Mrs. Lee would come right here to the front. I'm going to use them in just a few moments. If you look back in verse number 1, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, "For it's touching the ministering to the saints." We've addressed that quite a bit throughout the week, the ministering to the saints and being addicted to the saints. He said it is superfluous or superfluous, or that really just means advantageous for me to write to you. Verse 6 and 7, he deals with the law of sowing and reaping. And in Sunday school, Brother Bachman wrote a lesson about sowing and reaping. If you saw that, heard that, or got that, you understand some things about sowing and reaping. But if you look in verse number 7, It says, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, Pastor Wells will take any old grump that'll give. God loves a cheerful giver. That word cheerful basically means that we are thankful. We understand why we are giving, because we are thankful for what God gave for us. And that was His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But in verse number 8, it says God is able to make how much grace? All grace. That word grace is not like the grace that I've emphasized earlier. It's not the divine reflection of God in our heart and our divine influence in our heart and its reflection in our life. This is back to being unmerited favor. God is able to make all unmerited favor available to us. But keep reading verse number 8. He says, abound toward you that ye always having how much sufficiency? All sufficiency. In how many things? All things. Now, why does he do that? So that all this sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Why? Because verse number 9, he goes and the Apostle Paul uses an example from the Jews in Psalms. And it says, as it is written, he hath dispersed where? Abroad. You know, Nigeria is abroad from Mesquite, Texas. All right? And so our responsibility, Old Testament and New Testament, was to get the gospel out and to get it abroad from where we are. I hope that you'll come back tonight. I hope this afternoon you'll read chapter number 10, because I'll show you some things from chapter number 10 to kind of wrap these things up for the week. But notice what he says, he hath given to the poor. You know, in Nigeria, 120 million people in Nigeria live on $1 a day or less. Hey, teenagers, can I hire you for $1 a day? No, we like $15 an hour, don't we? And you heard me talk about the deep poverty of most of the world earlier this week. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now, I want you to notice verse number 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower. Brother and Mrs. Lee, would y'all come up here? I'm going to have them represent someone from your church. So they're going to say that they are part of your church. And so for the illustration's sake, you are sending them out from Parkside Baptist Church. All right? Now, do you understand you have a responsibility? The Bible says, he that ministers seed to the sower. You expect your missionaries to sow seeds of the gospel, right? All right? So guess what he is? He is a seed sower. Guess what you have a responsibility to do? To minister seed to the sower. Do you understand that God is in business with you? I'll prove it to you. Look in verse number 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower. See the next word, both? It's the same boat that we find in Acts 1:8, means simultaneously. As you minister seed to them, and their job is to sow the seed of the gospel, because that's what you expect from your missionaries. Wait a minute. Simultaneously, God says as you minister to them, you're also ministering to yourself. Look at what it says. Both minister bread for whose food? Your food. Your food. You take care of them, and God takes care of you. Yeah, your food. But wait a minute. And multiply whose seed? Your seed. All right? Because he's going to sow the seed and you support 86 missionaries and 12 missions. Where, you know what that is? That's multiplication. So if you minister to him, now we've doubled times two. That's multiplication. As you keep going with 86 missionaries and 12 missions worth. And by the way, that should just be the start. Amen. There's 196 nations in the world, and God says, go ye therefore teach all nations. I don't think you ought to be satisfied till you have at least 196 missionaries in every nation of the world. Amen. And so that's our responsibility. And so we're multiplying our seed sown by ministering seed to him. Wait a minute. Keep reading. And it says in verse number 10, and increase the fruits of whose righteousness? Your righteousness. Hey, Paul told the church at Philippi, the Philippian church that we read, he says, not that I desire a gift, but that I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Guess what you're doing when you're getting into business with God to multiply His seed from His Son, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? You're taking care of you threefold. God takes care. God is a very good and gracious Father. But God wants the gospel to go into all the world. And He places that responsibility on us. But He says, if you'll go into business with me, I'll go into business with you. Hey, Brother Hahn, if I were to go into business with you and I give you a business proposition, I said, now I'll give you a 3-to-1 return on your investment. Would you go into business with me? Yeah, absolutely. And God says, if you go into business with me, you get a 3-to-1 return on your investment. But see, we want everything right now. That's not what verse 10 says. It doesn't say right now. Our food will come right now because God promised to take care of what we eat, what we drink, and what we wear. And by the way, thank you very much for the suit. Y'all gave this last week and was given to us. It took us to go get a nice suit. Thank you very much. You know what? God used you to supply, to minister to us. And the Bible says here, he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and increase or multiply your seed and increase the fruits of your righteousness. The twofold, the seed sown and the righteousness, you're probably not going to see that until the judgment seat. But we live in a day of wanting it right now. And God says, no, you go into business with me, you'll get to see it. You might not see it right now, but you'll see it someday. Hey, you know that song, Thank You for Giving? The scene in that song is heaven, and people come up and say, thank you for giving. I was a life that was changed. Yeah, you're going to see that scene someday, but only if you're part of God's business. Amen. Now keep looking and reading. Verse number 11, being enriched in everything to how much bountifulness? All bountifulness. Why does God enrich us to do this? Because God wants us to minister seed to the sowers. He wants us to be in business with Him. Why? Because it causeth through us thanksgiving to God. I'll illustrate what I mean. He is going to go take the gospel to where God's called him to. You understand from this week about being careful with what we say. And so he's going to take the gospel. Guess what? When you take the gospel, I said this week, one of two things happen. Either sinners get converted or you get run out of town. Now, we don't see that as much in America, but in other parts of the world, you see one of those two things. Oh, guess what's going to happen? He's going to take the seed of the gospel and somebody's going to get converted or he's going to get run out of town. Chances are somebody will get saved. Hey, do you think they're going to thank him? Yeah. Initially, don't all of us thank the person that led us to the Lord? Yeah. They're going to thank him. But wait a minute, as they grow in grace and knowledge, who are they going to thank 10,000 times more than him? Him. You see that word cause? The word cause means to make something happen. You know what we make happen when we get into business with God? Which causeth through. That word through, it means the channel, channeling. We are channeling our thankfulness to God in our giving and our helping them to go. And they sow the seed. People get saved and they begin thanking God. And God deserves to be thanked. Does he not? Amen. He does. And we have a part in channeling our thanksgiving to God by our giving to help them to go. Are you with me? You get that? I'm talking fast because we got to go fast. Because lunch is coming and y'all, we're Baptists. We like to eat. Amen. But no, wait a minute. Which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Verse number 12. For the administration. See that word administration? It means the attending to. The attending to of this service. What service is that? Your commitment. The attending to of this service not only supplieth the, what's that word? It doesn't say need. Want. Mrs. Lee, could I have you come over here? Amen. Now, ladies, y'all help me out this morning. This is Mrs. Lee. Is a washing machine a need or a want? Y'all say need. Can we go do laundry down by the creek with a wash tub? We can. We don't want to. Hey, my great-grandma did laundry like that. I mean, can I get a witness from some folks? All right. But now, wait a minute. We look at it now and say it's a need. Well, the reality is, if you had to, it's a want. It sure is a want that we need to have. Right? Well, now, wait a minute. Do you know that washing machines are expensive? Do you know that washing machines are even more so expensive on the foreign field? Because you got a lot of poor people who do laundry down by the creek. You know what Mrs. Lee would like to have? It's not a need. She could do laundry down by the creek. How happy or how long do you think she would be happy doing laundry down by the creek? How many of you ladies would be, how long would you be happy doing laundry down by the creek? Huh? Some of you smile. It's Sunday morning. It's all right. We're saved. Amen. But the Bible says we have a part in supplying the want of the saints. She wants a washing machine. If she has a washing machine, it will help to make her happy. You know what? If she's happy, he's happy. Because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Right? But now, wait a minute. If she's happy and you, through him, help supply her want and it helps to make her happy, guess what? She's willing to stay on the field longer. And if she's staying on the field longer, he's witnessing longer and he's sowing seed longer and more people are being saved and God is being thanked even more so. And all of that comes back to us, and we have a part in this. Do you understand that? So look at me and listen to me. When missionaries come through or people come through and you hear of wants, why do they need that? Well, I don't know. You try go living on a foreign field. Yeah. We have a part in this. And the more part that we play in this, the more we are benefited. And the more our seed is multiplied. And the more our fruits of righteousness are increased. And the more God says, okay, you've learned how to be in business with me. Let's keep doing business. Why? Because God wants and deserves to be thanked. Amen. Amen. Brother and Mrs. Lee, y'all be seated if you would, please. Stay on the front row, would you, in case I need you again. It says that, not only the administration of the service not only supplieth the want of the saints, notice this, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings to God. See, God himself ties it together with you supplying their want and helping him to be thanked more. God knows this far better than we do, folks. We've just got to learn to wrap our heads around what God wants to do and how God wants our part to be played in this. That's why we have said over and over this week, pray, 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 and then make a sacrificial gift, because God the Father sacrificed God the Son for you and I, and they are sacrificing conveniences in the United States to follow the will of the Lord somewhere else to take the gospel. Why? Because God deserves to be thanked. And we have a part in that. Are you thankful that you're saved? You know, the word gospel means good news. Good news is only good if it gets there in time. And please, please don't come up to me and criticize and say she should be able to wash clothes down by the creek unless you're willing to wash clothes down by the creek. You want a washing machine. Yeah, amen. Boy, I'll cloud up real quick when people start getting mooching-aries. They're not mooching-aries, they're missionaries. And they are your ambassadors and his ambassadors to take the gospel to the uttermost parts. And we have our part to play in it to help supply their want so that they stay on the field, so the gospel gets sown more and gets shared more, so that more people get saved and God gets thanked more. He is worthy of our thanks. And we will sing, "Worthy is the Lamb." Right? So how thankful are you? How thankful are you that the gospel came to you? I told you the other week, I can tell you what you love by letting me look at your checkbook register. How thankful are we that the gospel came to us? And we have a part in helping the gospel get to others. May I wrap this up? Look with me if you would. It says in verse number 13, notice the end of verse number 12, semicolon, still continuing thought. Whiles by the experiment of this ministration, see that word experiment? It means proving. If God tells us in Malachi to prove him, don't you think God's going to prove us? People say, well, Brother Hall, I tried faith promise once. Well, did God, you say, God did, oh, God's going to put us to the test. God's going to prove us. God's going to look and say, do you really mean it? Because God knows our heart. I told you at the beginning of the conference, the offering is not, this is not God's way of necessarily raising the offering. The streets of heaven are paved with gold. It's God's way of raising us as his children, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we've got to learn to step out by faith. And as we do, God increases and blesses our faith and challenges and proves us and our faith. You know, I gave the illustration, Miss Hall and I, when we were younger and newly married, and I, folks, listen, I wasn't raised in this. I was raised in a denominational church that I didn't see a missionary till I was 12 years of age, and that was by accident. But when we became a part of an independent Baptist church and I was shown the scripturalness of faith promise and I met missionaries, I thought, man, I want to make up time. And as we have grown in the Lord, our faith has grown, and it's just one more step. God does not ask us to leap tall buildings in a single bound, but he does ask us to take one more step of faith. One more step of faith. What you did last year, if that's all you do this year, it's not a faith, because you've seen God take care of it for this last year. Amen. I did pastor for a lot of years. I know people get kind of set and said, this is what I'm doing, this is all I'm doing. Well, I'd hate to think God would have that same attitude toward us. Take one more step of faith. God's going to prove us by the experiment, the proving of this ministration. Notice this, they. Boy, I wish I could get some Bible scholar to define whether or not they is them or they as those to whom the gospel is going to. It says they do what? They glorify God. I think it's both. I think as you supplied their want, they're going to glorify God for you. As they share the gospel with others and people get saved, those others are going to glorify God. Don't you glorify God for the fact the gospel's come to you? They glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your what? Liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. Hey, if there's one area we need to be liberal in, it's in our distribution to get the gospel out. And as we do so, more people glorify God. More people thank God. And the Bible says in verse 14, and by their prayer for you. It's nice to be prayed for, isn't it? And by the way, you have a responsibility to pray for this church. And Brother Grisseau, you have a responsibility to pray for this church. Why? Their prayer for you. Why? Because you helped them. And by the way, you have a responsibility to pray for them as well, because they help you. by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. And then he closes this chapter, or it gets closed with, thanks be unto God. Four times in this passage of Scripture, either is implied or directly talked about thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's not just in November, folks. Thanksgiving is every single day when we get up and we say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you that you've given me another day. Thank you that you sent someone to share the gospel with me. Thank you that I'm saved. And thank you that I have a part in helping others hear the gospel so that they thank God. Is he worthy to be thanked? What does your commitment say about your thankfulness and about how you want to cause thanksgiving to God? We all agree he's worthy to be thanked, but do we give so that he'll be thanked? Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us this morning to not misunderstand the truth, to realize our part. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy of everything that we could give. Lord, the Bible says that we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to realize our part in causing thanksgiving through us to you. Lord, I pray that you would help folks to pray, to seek your face. Lord, I pray that you would help them to ask themselves this question: how much could I give to help cause you to be thanked more and more? Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that if we're here and we're saved, we're not going to spend 1 second in hell, the lake of fire. Lord, if there's one here that does not know Christ, this is the only heaven that they are going to experience. Lord, the trials and tribulations of this life is not really heaven. Lord, may they realize that this morning through Jesus Christ, they can have a home in heaven. Lord, I pray that they would come to you and receive you as their own personal Savior. Lord, I pray all of us would realize we have a part in causing you to be thanked. Lord, I pray that we would play our part. Lord, help us to yield ourselves to you and take that next step of faith. Do what you'd have us to do. Be careful to give you the honor and the glory, for we ask it in your precious name. Preacher, you come.